Hey guys, welcome back to Power Play Fucking Podcast. I'm of course your host, Spider Junkie, but you can call me Jake, and we're back yet again for another week consistently. Hopefully this goes out on Monday. I am currently recording this early, like 8 a.m. on Monday, so I think I should have plenty of time to get this all done. But if I don't, then you can fucking suck a dick. Sorry. I don't mean to be so hostile so early in the morning, but it'll probably be like maybe mid-afternoon by the time this goes up, hopefully. I'm saying this so I do it, but, you know, things happen, I've got things to do, and I'll render it while I'm doing those things, and then hopefully I'll be able to upload them after I'm done doing those things. So, anyways, oh man, what happened this week, Jake? Well, I'll let you know in just a dirty little second, but first, something that happened to me this week. I got called into jury duty for the very first time, and I have no idea what to do. Like, do I just show up on the day and then they decide whether or not I stay? Or do I tell them that I'm a big old bigot and then I get excused? I mean, like, if the trial is about a Jew and I'm like, I'm anti-Semitic. I don't think I'm going to be able to participate in this this trial here. I don't know. I do want to do it, but it's going to be on another Monday, so I don't want to take away from my classes at school. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. It's going to be late September when I go in, so hopefully I will have an idea of what I want to do and if I actually am like able to get out of it. But if I'm not able to get out of it, then I'm going to do it because it's my civic duty or my civil duty, my right as an American to participate in a jury of law. I was kind of surprised when I got the letter in the mail. I'm like, oh, well, all right. Well, it's about time. I've always wanted to be on a jury and convict someone of something they may or may not have done, you know, that moral compass and all that. But yeah, so that happened. And I also, yesterday, my battery died in my car. And for those of you who don't know me, I'm not a car guy at all. So it took about half of the day to figure out how to jump start it with somebody else's car. Because I suck. And but now I'm going to have to get a new battery because it's over 6 years old and it's just pretty much hit the dust. And yeah, so I'm going to shell out like almost $200 for a new battery, and that kind of sucks. But you know what? It was time. It was time that I got a new one because, you know, people have expiration dates and everything else has an expiration date, and I'm none the same. I'm no different. I'm really delusional this morning. I'm sorry. I'm no different. I'm gonna die someday, and I hope that I get a new body and I can become a cyborg, and I have like an all-seeing eye on one side, and then I have my normal like dumb stupid eye on the other side that has like less than 20/20 vision. So, which speaking of, I actually need to get glasses in the next coming weeks. Because I cannot see anywhere near as good as I could before. I've actually had glasses before, but I lost them a while ago, and I need to go get another eye exam and see how bad it is now. Because I can't see. When I'm driving, I have a really hard time, so I'm getting a little afraid for my life, honestly. And also, I can see movies better. Who doesn't want to see a movie better? In clear HD. So yeah, glasses, I'm gonna look stupid like I always do, but now more than usual. Okay, so enough about me. Well, actually a little bit more about me. This week I watched a pretty decent movie on Netflix. It was called Would You Rather, and it was kind of a funny concept where like a rich benefactor invites a lot of people to his house, and this has pretty much been done before. Like, it's a whodunit kind of thing, but it's a little bit of a twist where the guy plays Would You Rather the Game, but with higher stakes. And it's kind of a horror movie, kind of a horror comedy movie. They act really serious, even the main guy actually serious, but he's saying these stupid things, and it's kind of funny. I laughed a lot. So I suggest you go watch it. It's about an hour and a half long. It's not too bad. And there are a couple stupid moments in the movie, and there are a couple things that are obviously going to happen. You know, like, you'll predict what's going to happen. But there are also a couple things where, like, whoa, I didn't expect that to be the case. And there was one kind of story arc within it that was going on at the same time as the dinner party. And I don't want to spoil anything, but it just kind of falls flat, like, right towards the end. And it was a little disappointing, but it was also, it just added more to the humor of the whole movie. So, yeah, go check it out. It's great. Well, not great, but it's a good casual if you just want to watch it for fun, pretty much. It's pretty good. Would You Rather? If you ever played the game, it's like you choose one of the two choices that you're given, and neither of them are great, neither of them you actually want to do, but if you had to choose one or the other, you usually choose the lesser, but you don't know what the lesser is always, and that's what this movie's all about. So, yeah, check it out. It's great, kind of. So, on to other things that happened. The Hateful Eight got a new trailer, and it's the very first trailer of the movie, and it looks pretty good from the first look of it. It's about pretty much it's the new Quentin Tarantino movie. If you don't know, sorry, it's the new Quentin Tarantino movie, and he's great. He's an amazing director. Reservoir Dogs, Kill Bill, the Kill Bill Volume 1 and 2, Pulp Fiction, a few others, Django Unchained. Fantastic. He does a good job. I have all hope and all expectations that this is going to be a great movie. And it's basically just eight people in, I guess it's a cabin. And somebody has, I guess, a bounty on somebody else in there. And they're just all trying to, I don't know, keep the peace and just doing different things on their own. It looks pretty good. It looks very western-y, and it kind of reminds me of Django Unchained and also a little bit of Reservoir Dogs a little bit. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Quentin Tarantino, if you're out there, I want to be in your next movie. Obviously, I can't be in The Hateful Eight. I mean, it's already done and all that stuff. But if you're making a new movie anytime soon, I want to be a B-roll character or just somebody in the background. You know, I just want to be a part of something. You know, that'd be fun. So that looks pretty cool. It comes out this December. I think it's around Christmas time. So that'll be great. And also, there was a... spoilers, I think. So if you, I mean, this is Spider-Man and Civil War news. So this is a rumor, and or I think it's a rumor, but it's not that big of a spoiler. I mean, it actually happens in the comics. So apparently, in the Civil War movie, Spider-Man is going to fight Captain America, and this has happened in the Civil War comics for a brief moment where there's like a fight between Iron Spider-Man and Captain America in like an alleyway, I guess. And neither of them wins. They just walk away like, oh, well, we're both pretty good at fighting, right? Yeah, that's cool. High five. And they just walk away like nothing happened, which is cool. So hopefully that's probably what's going to happen in this movie. Nobody's actually going to, quote unquote, win, but it's going to be a pretty epic battle, I hope. I hope it's going to be pretty cool. And then, of course, Iron Man and Captain America fight. I mean, obviously, that's the whole movie, like, premise. Is that superheroes are battling with their teams, and Captain America is one team leader, and then Iron Man is the other team leader, and they're going neck and neck. So, yeah. So I'm looking forward to seeing Spider-Man, period, but I'm really looking forward to the fight scenes, especially with Captain America. That'll really be sweet, I think. Oh, God. Oh, jeez, that tasted nasty. So, anyways... And also, another thing that came out with superhero movie news, in the new Batman v Superman movie, apparently, now this is also a rumor, just to be warned, apparently Zod isn't dead. I mean, we already saw his face in the trailer, but it looked like it was just like a body bag of him like being carried away. But apparently he is still alive, and they're going to use him in some aspect in the movie. We don't know yet, but there's another rumor that Lex Luthor is going to turn Zod into something greater, I guess. And the rumor is he's going to be Doomsday. Zod will turn into Doomsday, which I hope doesn't happen, but it does sound like maybe could be plausible, I guess, if that's going to be like a surprise plot point or whatever, where it's like, oh, I've been working on this master, like this crazy specimen in my lab, and it's like Dr. Frankenstein, where he's like, it's alive, and it's Doomsday, and it's, yeah, Zod transformed into Doomsday. So yeah, I don't know Doomsday's backstory. I don't know how he became to be. I think he's out from a different planet, and then he like came down to Earth for some reason. But I don't know. I could be wrong. He could have been like a thing that was made, like created by somebody else. I have no idea, because I don't really care about Superman stuff. Now, Batman, that's who I can get behind. I would like to get behind him, actually. Ben Affleck, I would love to get behind you and be your Robin and have anal sex with you. All right, so. So yeah, Zod apparently isn't dead, and I don't know. Well, I mean, that might be true, maybe not true, but people are, like, getting that feel, I guess, for some reason, now after the trailer's already been out for a while. So, yeah, that's about it for that. Oh. So, apparently, the new Mad Max Fury Road director is signed on for Man of Steel 2, still talking about Superman stuff. That's pretty cool. I think that he could do a good job with the Superman franchise, because, I mean, Man of Steel was kind of mediocre at best, and it didn't really do anything for me, so I'm really hoping for Batman v Superman to be great, and then hopefully maybe Man of Steel 2, or whatever they call it, is going to be pretty cool, which is probably going to be like Man of Steel 2. Like, yeah, Man of Steel dose. Yeah, so I think, the Mad Max director would be great, because he did a really good job with Fury Road, and I'm looking forward to more things from him. He's great. He's good at doing these action sequences and like this really cool art style. So maybe it'll be good. Maybe it won't. I'm always going to have a little bit of hesitation with Superman movies anyway. But this kind of excites me a little bit. So at the very least, you got me a little bit, you know? And hopefully other people too, because I've heard that, yeah, it should be good. It should be good with that behind the wheels. But we'll never know until it comes out. I didn't even know there was going to be a Man of Steel 2. I thought Batman v Superman was going to be the quote-unquote sequel to Man of Steel 2, which, I mean, it is, but I thought it was going to actually be, like, the final Superman movie, and then it was going to be the Justice League. It was going to be Man of Steel, Batman v Superman, Justice League 1 and 2, and then Batman sequels and stuff like that. I mean, I wouldn't mind another Superman movie, if it's good. If it's bad, then, I mean, I don't even know why I went to go see Man of Steel, honestly, because I don't even like Superman. I don't even like it. I think my dad wanted to go see it, so I just like, oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, sure, why not? So, yeah, that sounds pretty cool. I'm very excited about that now, so hopefully it'll live up to the potential, I guess. Oh, and something else that happened this week. So apparently Fallout 4 has a Tinder profile, and what I mean by that is they have two separate profiles on Tinder for the Vault Boy and the Vault Girl, and it's pretty much just promoting Fallout 4, and if you get matched with them, they'll just be talking about the game, and it's like, it's kind of a funny way to promote a game. By going on social media and pretending like you're a real person. That's cool. I think that's pretty cool. It's like, hey, man, you want to come to my vault and check out my my sweet rad roaches or whatever? I'm sorry, that was stupid. I want to come back to my crib and have a Nuka Cola, you know, and maybe a stim pack in your arm. Yeah, so that's pretty funny. And last week we talked about Fallout 4 footage being leaked on Pornhub. So it kind of goes hand in hand, you know? You know, like a quick meet and greet and a fuck. Or you can just go online and watch Pornhub and jerk it yourself. Solo, you know? Oh, God. I honestly think that Fallout 4 intentionally leaked it on Pornhub. I don't think that it was a quote-unquote leak. It was a planned thing. It was like... It was, yeah. Because, I mean, Pornhub would have actually... taking it down. Oh, sorry. Born able to take it down if it was anything like that, but since it didn't get taken down and it was so well, like, I guess, viewed, it got over 200,000 views the first couple days. So that fact makes me believe that this was a planned thing to get Pornhub more revenue and get more Pornhub more, like, I guess, views. And just traffic. And it also got to Fallout 4 some more, like, hype, I guess. Because, I mean, man, Pornhub, they didn't even, like, really care. So, yeah. I believe it was just, like a kind of a planned leak that happens a lot now. Like, there's a lot of things that get, quote-unquote, leaked by a company instead of an actual person. But you don't find out about that ever, or if you do, it's later down the road, like, oh yeah, we leaked that, and look at that, you stupid, you thought it was somebody else. So yeah, that's my prediction, that is all, yeah, planned, especially now that this Tinder profile has come out of the Vault Boy and Vault Girl. That's yeah, I think they're trying to do different strategies of making this game more appealing to fans that either A, don't know about Fallout 4 or Fallout in general, or it's just another fun way to kind of get people interested. It's like, hey, you trying to find women or men online to have sex with? Well, how about you play a video game instead? But I mean, honestly, Fallout 4 doesn't really need any more advertising or any more hype than it already has, because, I mean, it's Fallout. Who doesn't know about Fallout? At least know about it. I mean, it's kind of like Minecraft. Minecraft is insanely huge. If you haven't even heard about it, then who the fuck are you? I want to meet you because I want to be you. I don't want to even know about Minecraft, but I love it so much. You know what's sad? Sorry. You know what's sad? I actually play Minecraft while I'm watching somebody play Minecraft. Is that sad? Or is that kind of cool? Am I cool for that? Or does that make me a dweeb? I usually play Minecraft just to, like, I don't know, get relaxed and kind of, like, relieve my stress after a long day or a long week. It's kind of a, I don't know, it's a nice way to kind of chill out and just play a little bit of Minecraft. It doesn't take any skill, it doesn't take any, like, I guess, brain power to play it. It's just like, oh, I'm gonna punch this tree, and then I'm gonna build a house, and then I'm gonna kill some skeletons and zombies, and oh shit, it's a creeper, he blew up my house, oh no, and now I'm sad. So, yeah, that's basically my experience with Minecraft always. Yeah. So that's pretty much it, guys. I played the Black Ops 3 beta this week, which is another thing I didn't put on here, but it was fun. It was, well, I mean, it felt a lot like Advanced Warfare, which I didn't like particularly that much, but it, I don't know, I like the Black Ops franchise more than, I don't know. It doesn't feel that much of like Black Ops anymore, because it's so futuristic. Oh, I mean, the second one's futuristic a lot, but, I don't know. It makes sense the way they're progressing, but I don't know. Call of Duty in general is just kind of iffy for me. So if Black Ops 3 turns out to be great, I mean, I'm still going to get it, even though I haven't got the last two Call of Duties. I haven't got Ghost or Advanced Warfare for myself. But I'll probably get this one just because of Black Ops. And yeah, I like the Black Ops franchise. So yeah. Yeah, guys. I got to level like 13 on the beta, which isn't too bad because I didn't play it that much, but a little bit here and there. And now it's over. I think Monday's the last day you can play it. So if you listen to this right now, you're done. You're absolutely done. So yeah. Oh man. So yeah. Stay tuned until next week when I talk about other shit, random bullshit that I always talk about. So Until then, go read The Amazing Spider-Man issue 534. And that's the very first, that's where Captain America and Spider-Man fight. That is the issue that you can go read that, if you haven't already. And that's in the Civil War timeline. And it's with the Iron Spider-Man, which is one of my favorite costumes, actually. It's pretty sweet. So, yeah, check it out. And also, go check out Superman vs. Zod. And that's a graphic novel of all, like, the greatest Superman vs. Zod fights and battles. And just put into one big graphic novel. And it's pretty fun. Yeah, sure. If you like Superman, sure. And also go check out Mad Max Fury Road, Furiosa issue number 1. I haven't read this, but it looks pretty cool. The cover art looks pretty amazing. And if I'm sure if you like the movie, then you'll like this. It's probably just a shot-for-shot thing, kind of like, oh, yeah. Or maybe it's like a little bit of backstory behind Furiosa. That'd be pretty sweet. I don't know. I don't research these things. So here, I just say things that look cool, basically. And things that I know are cool. So, yeah. Go check it out, guys. I love you. You're the best. Yeah. Talk to you next week, you sexy, sexy bitches.